Well, this morning we have a guest joining us on our program. We're going to talk a little bit about a show coming up very soon to support the Tanner Foss Project. Leslie Foss is with us here on the phone this morning. Good morning, Leslie.
Good morning, Jim. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. Just as a little background material, can you remind everyone about Tanner and the Tanner Foss Project?
Well, we lost Tanner unexpectedly in March of 2016 to a pulmonary embolism, and we just had such an outpouring of support from community and friends. And when the memorial was established, it was so significant that in my head, I really felt like we could give a scholarship every year to a student that was going to maybe excel in music, or we could make it bigger than that and broader than that and provide opportunities for kids in rural areas. Instead of supporting one child, we could support 50 within a program. Hence, the Tanner Foss Project was born. And currently, we are in the works of getting our 501c3. So far this last year, we were able to, with funds raised from the last two Christmas albums, we were able to donate money to Fremont Mills Schools for their new grand piano, as well as working with Legit Music in Council Bluffs. We were able to buy 21 ukuleles for the East Mills Music Department.
How amazing is the feeling to be able to have Tanner's legacy continue on like this?
It's pretty great. And when you see the kids and they get excited about our music programs in these rural areas, again, I can't even put it into words how wonderful it is to see that happen.
And music is the focus because that was something important to Tanner.
Yes, Tanner was, he worked on beats and producing and was set the summer that he passed, he was set to go to L.A. and shadow Kent Hertz, who is also a huge part of the Tanner Foss Project. Kent is an L.A. producer for Steve Miller, and Tanner was actually going to go shadow him and learn the trade, and we lost him in March, so he wasn't able to make that happen. So it's important to me not only to keep his legacy going, but also to provide kids in these rural areas some opportunities that he never was able to achieve.
Yeah, even though Tanner wasn't able to fulfill his dream in his life here on Earth, you're giving so many other children the opportunity to maybe see if that's a possibility for them.
Yes, absolutely. And expose them to things that aren't necessarily always available to kids in these smaller rural towns.
You bet. Well, I see you've got quite a Christmas show put together for this year.
We do. It's very exciting. We have the John Shirley Band. We have a house band backing all of the participants, and we've got participants from Malvern, from Omaha, Nebraska, Creston, Glenwood, Hampton, Iowa, and we actually have one little gal from your very own hometown there of Atlantic, Iowa.
How do you get all these performers to commit to this? Do you have to search them out, or do they come looking to help out?
Both, actually. It's not surprising because we meet so many amazing people on this journey, and they're so giving of their time and of their talents. One of the things that we promote during the summer is a camp called Broadway Advantage, and that takes place at the Wilson in Red Oak, Iowa. And so three of our students that have come since the inception, this will be the fifth year this year, have just jumped on board. And it's kind of exciting for them because it's going to be actually a show where they are working with Kent, a producer. They have a live band behind them. And so that's kind of exciting for kids that come from a high school chorus that probably don't have those opportunities, which is another opportunity that we can provide for them and super exciting. So we just couldn't be luckier with the people that support this project.
Now, you certainly don't put all this together on your own, do you?
Oh, heavens, no. No, I have Kent Hertz help. John Shirley, as I said, jumped in on board with this. I have a board that involves Tanner's brothers, Drake and Chandler, who are amazing at jumping in and helping. you know, the businesses here in town, the classic cafe, Alicia and Brad Hagen, Jay Burdick at the Malvern Bank, Tom Mulholland at Mulholland Grocery, they pretty much just entertain everything we ask them to do, and they will be selling tickets for us. There's just countless, I can't even begin to name every person that comes forward in some capacity and offers up their assistance in their realm of whatever it is they can bring to the table. And we're just so gracious. We're blessed.
Well, it's not just the help and assistance, but it also helps to get the word out this way too.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, they do so much for all of that. That's very good. Well, what kind of a show will it be? A little bit of everything?
It is going to be a little bit of everything. We actually met yesterday. John met, and Kent, we all met with the performers and kind of laid out some tracks and found their keys. And I have to tell you, this planning this is always bittersweet for me. And I left yesterday just feeling so much warmth, and the talent that we have is just exceptional. I can't even describe how excited I am for this program. Like I said, we have your very own Haley Flagman, who is an eighth grader there at Atlantic Middle School. She's involved in it. We have two or three other students that are involved in it. They are just top notch. I think people will come to the show and they won't even be able to wrap their brain around the amount of talent that we have here in Southwest Iowa.
Well, it's great to give them just another venue to be able to perform and show off their talents.
Yes, absolutely. And we'll be having it, you know, in our beautiful Malvern community building here in town. Tickets are $12. Children under 12 are free, which is, I really want that, because then that allows families to be involved that otherwise, cost-wise, probably couldn't be involved.
Well, and it also gets kids in the seats. And isn't that kind of what this is a little bit about, is kind of propagating this for the future, keeping this moving forward?
Absolutely. We want these kids to see what can happen for them. You know, those kids that maybe don't have an avenue or don't have somebody, you know, cheerleading them on, to look at these young kids and go, wow, like, this is something I could really sink my teeth into, whether it's in the performing realm or whether they're watching Brian Wilson from the Wilson Performing Arts Center do the sound and the light. There are so many things that can happen for these kids, and that's really what we want to pass along.
Yeah, that's awesome. Great opportunity for an event like this to not only help out those artists, but maybe some potential artists somewhere down the road. You never know where you'll uncover that talent, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's why we work really, really hard. The Tanner Foss Project works super hard to provide these opportunities within the school music programs. It's so important for us that those teachers have things in their classroom that excite those kids and make them want to come to music class. And so far with the piano and the ukuleles this year, we've really seen that happen.
Again, the concert is coming up on December 7th. It's in Malvern, and you said tickets are $12.50?
Yep, $12.
Okay, and where do they find those tickets?
They can go to www.tannerfossproject.com.
Okay, very good. And if they have any thoughts or ideas maybe about future shows or possible other artists from around Southwest Iowa, are you always open for business?
We are always open for business. We like to provide opportunities not only for children but for communities. So anybody who has that itch to sing and perform and be involved in some capacity, we will absolutely take them.
And in a project that not only gives you the opportunity but provides others an opportunity as well through this continuing legacy. Very good. Well, Leslie, thank you so much. We appreciate the time here this morning. Hope you have a great show this year.
Thank you, Jim, and thank you so much for always participating and recognizing us.